Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
I have no idea.
Congratulations.
Better tune in to Monday nights after Raw, to the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. They on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as three count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN's First and Ten. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez. This show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history. Better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Perfect Plex Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Plex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy, Fred Nux. Get at him.
Do you smell with Knox's cooking?
Rat Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell with Knox's cooking? And that's spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Cheer, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Live in 5, 4.
Radio Networks Talk Perfect Plex Radio, baby. We got a show for you. Oh, man. Rest in peace to the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Happy birthday. He's a friend of the program. Oh, you didn't know? The Road Dog, Jesse James, friend of the program. Also, today we are back, people. We are back with episode 1928. On BDSR Network and Talk Perfect Plex Radio. Got a great show for you today for the wrestling world, people. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been here, so we're going to talk the weeks that has been in pro wrestling. All in, what is your thoughts about this night and this event that Cody Rhodes done put together and did it in less than 30 minutes? Ronda Rousey gets a title shot? Really? Also, death to dirt. Listen, I've heard it all. I can't stand it anymore, and I refuse to take any more. Also, in honor of this great track, in honor of this great track that we have been on, let me just say where it needs to be said. Welcome to Perfect Plex Talk Radio, thechairshot.com. Hashtag use your head. And as I just said before, I might not have been on air. If I have to, I'll edit it out. Today's show, we are back with episode 1928 here on the network. We're going to talk about the weeks in wrestling. All in, your thoughts on Cody Rhodes, Ronda Rousey's title shot, I'm tired of being tired because I'm sick of always having to say how tired I am of dirt sheets. Hashtag Depth of Dirt Sheets segment also. In honor of T.I. Tip, the Dirty South King of Hip Hop versus Kanye West, the people. I've decided to bring that into a wrestling conversation, okay? Because I think a lot should be said about, I keep hearing wrestling right now is in the best spot it's ever been in. And it made me think, wrestling world versus the WWE. And since I'm always hashtag dub WWE guy, I figured it is star that stepped into the show representing the WWE, yours truly, Mike Knox. Is wrestling better, in a better spot right now, or the WWE still is needed for fans to put wrestling over the top? Get at us at TalkPerfectPlex_ on YouTube. Follow me, yours truly, Mike Knox, on social media, wherever social media is sold, which is spelt with three X's, and much, much more. Also, welcome to the program today from the first state, my man Dice is back in the building. What's going on, Dice, man?
What up? What up? Is my mic on? Is my mic on? My mic is on. What is up, people? I'm back. I know y'all miss me because I miss y'all. So what's up? Let's talk about it.
You didn't miss nobody. Who you miss?
They miss me. I'm the impeccable, man. Everybody miss me, man. It's the impeccable. I miss shutting all y'all down with these debates. That's what I miss.
Okay. Shutting us down? I hold my own, brother. I hold my own. Okay. And not just when I go to the bathroom to relieve myself or when I'm watching, you know, my wife come out the shower freshly, you know, smelling good and looking good as she does every day with or without a shower. But you get my point. I'm always holding it down. Okay.
Hey, you know my catchphrase. They said you say that.
My youngest son even holds himself all the time. Okay. So I guess he's holding it down too. 347-637-3859. Tell me to call in. Before we get to the program, man, I haven't talked to you in a while, man. I'm just, listen, have you seen Deadpool 2?
I have not seen Deadpool 2. Honestly, I am not a huge Deadpool fan, so I'm not crazy about, like, going out to see it like I was Avengers, but I'll get around to seeing it maybe within the next week or so.
Okay. I think I'm going to probably go see it tomorrow myself. You know what I mean? It's my day off. So as I get
everybody
ready for this
it's
big,
good, but a lot of the people I'm talking to, they're diehard Deadpool fans. Yeah, so
Deadpool guy, and the reviews are all loving Deadpool too as well. As King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter tweets out or hits us in the inbox, Deadpool 2 was great for what it was. And see, that's my thing with Deadpool. You know, with Avengers, I'm not the biggest Deadpool guy because I like my slapstick comedy humor to be left to itself. Like the movie Tag coming out, I will see that day one. I've been waiting for this movie. I've heard about this movie. A group of friends for over 30 years play tag. You're it. I just think that's amazing in itself. Reminds me of The New Girl and all it's supposed to do as well. But I want to talk about this today, guys. I got a lot on my plate, literally. And the weeks in pro wrestling has gone by. We haven't been here. Now we're celebrating the life and times of the Macho Man Randy Savage today. One of the best, in my opinion, to ever do it. Still my favorite WrestleMania match of all time. Probably one of my favorite matches of all time, WrestleMania or not. Him and Ricky Steamboat. So celebrating him today and these weeks of wrestling and the tours is going on. Have you heard the news that hit over the weekend that Big Cass is hurt again? Did you see the video footage?
I did not see any video footage of that. The only thing that I've heard is the fact that he has heat for going off script. With the promo that he had, I think it was last week.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago, and that's why we're here for the weeks in wrestling. But just last night it hit. If you go to thechairshot.com, you'll see that they captured video footage from a tweet that was sent out where they were filming the event there last night, and he is truly hurt and was, you know, slapping the ring and everything. He could not move that leg again on some old freaky where he just climbed down the apron.
Maybe he's like the reincarnation of Kevin Nash.
Click, 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 click. That's me changing the channel. Shout out to CM Punk. And speaking of CM Punk, who I've been very critical on this program as far as Around the Block with Mike Knox as well. Well, I mentioned and feel truly in my heart, the man Phil Brooks, I have no problem with, the character that made me love him, and CM Punk dropped, you know, took his ball home and ran. But with all
in coming. I want to get your thoughts on this as well. Rey Mysterio to be signed. You know, two matches on the card, and that's Cody Rhodes, which all you suck-a-duck MCs out there who are just now fans of Cody for the last year, maybe a year and a half. I've been a fan since day one. Okay, day two. Shout out to my man, Coach Phil, on Twitter, Phil Bailey. He recognized him first, and I was there. But, like, this is, like, early on. I'm talking about Spark Plug Holly. Been a fan of Cody Rhodes since. So where were you guys at then? But he's going for the NWA title. Okay. And then you also have the Young Bucks on the card. You, Okada is confirmed. All in. Now, let me ask you this. Because I know you are, you know, you primarily watch the WWE, but you love all wrestling. And you were all in for, what was that, Wrestle Kingdom. You was hyped for, you know, you've been a fan of Kenny Omega and so forth. Are you all in with All In? And do you believe it sold out in really 30 minutes? I just have to ask that question because, you know, sold out is sold out, no matter how they were bought from StubHub or eBay or whatever.
I'm not a believer that it was sold out. I just think they sometimes were, you know, like one of those free agent things where, you know, you have a big name free agent coming on the market and then there's reported teams, but there's no proof of these reported teams, but that's just so you can get more teams interested. So I feel like it's that aspect of it to where, like, okay, it's sold out, but maybe possibly you can find a couple seats. If you search, you can find a couple more seats. And I feel like, you know, people are, like, more intrigued about it because, like, oh, man, this is a can't-miss event. Let me see if I can still find anything, if I can find it, you know, and I'll go ahead and purchase. And I feel like those fans, those hardcore wrestling fans, those are the ones that's really reaching out to. There's no doubt in my mind that it's probably sold very well for what for the time period that they're speaking about. But for it to be sold out, I don't think that it's sold out. You figure something like WWE, which is the marks, men, anything uh-huh. that you want, you have to top WWE. WWE right. can even get sold out sometimes for like a regular show or a special.
Well,
you know,
with all due respect, it do be 16,000 as opposed to 10,000.
Yes, yes. That's. I mean, that's really good for them. But, I mean, even if
so
it's
10,000. Do you think they sell that 10,000 in 30 minutes? I don't think they do either.
No, now, not at all. But I am all for it. Of course, those big four are definitely probably sold out within minutes, like they say. And then there's those little sparing seats that you can probably find for stupid cheap. But other than that, yeah, I pretty much would say that it's not. I'm not convinced that it's a sold out event. I would say it's probably about 60-75% sold out.
Okay, so are you all in with All In?
I'm definitely all in. I mean, at this point in time, if what we are debating that pro wrestling at this point in time is the best that it's ever been, and we all pretty much know the standard for the best wrestling has ever been is pretty much the Monday Night Wars. Even if somebody from your era would say, like, the
right.
golden years. But for most fans and probably the 35, 25-year-old age group would probably say it was the Monday Night Wars. Those late 90s, even
right,
early
right.
2000s up to maybe, like, 03,
it's
04.
It's very debatable, and I think it'd be more in your favor as well. So you got that. No need to defend that portion of it for you. I believe you as well. Continue with your point.
So
you're right.
I think that's
the most popular time.
I think this is actually something that pro wrestling needs. It's something that is WWE has always given pro wrestling what it needs. It's the fact that do pro wrestling fans know that they need it because they don't think that they need it and they don't even want it. But after they get it, it's like, man, that was really, really great. Like, it's one of those things like I see it.
I have reservations about the event, and here's why. Here's not why. I will hold that for our really big debate, you know, the world wrestling of the world of professional wrestling versus WWE, starring me as the WWE, and that part about why I have my reservations about that. But I will say this before we get to that segment. I am all in. You know what I mean? I wish for the success of it. I still love pro wrestling, and I think they have enough intriguing parts of All In, right? In every aspect, from the star cast that they're doing. I mean, they're doing this like this is WrestleMania weekend, okay? They're doing it Labor Day weekend, which is – this is great booking by one Cody Rhodes. His father would be extremely proud, and I know is proud of him, okay? I know that the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, who I shed a tear for in front of my kids, and my kids said, "Dad, why are you crying?" I never met the man. It's how impact he had on my life. I know he is proud of his son, Cody Rhodes, and what he has accomplished, him and the Young Bucks. It's phenomenal what he has done, and it's just wonderful. So I am all in, and I think, like I was saying with the Rey Mysterios, the star cast they're having, the potential expectations where we were getting to earlier, if Phil Brooks, CM Punk himself, will show up at this event, and not just show up, but even wrestle at the event, and have an Okada, who is the best in New Japan. And this brings into that area later on we're going to talk about with the world. Because you have all these different Infinity Stones, if you will, trying to come together in the wrestling gauntlet and beat the WWE. And I think it's WWE has to take notice by that, and that leads me to why I believe Ronda Rousey has this title shot. It's very odd, it's very peculiar that the very next day after All In sold out in 30 minutes, Ronda Rousey gets this title shot. Now, we're going to talk about why we may or may not like her getting this title shot, but I definitely think Dice that stole the – or they that was an attempt, rather, to steal the headlines away from All In. And in the grand scheme of things, which is all the WWE thinks about, which is money, as my man would say – okay, Vincent Chase from Entourage. Money is all that WWE thinks about. They may have taken the money back, but they didn't take the people back with this announcement about Ronda Rousey getting this title shot against your girl. I asked you before, if you had three doors, Dice, door number one would give you, "Oh, we want some Bayley," and two, Sasha Banks with the Wonder Woman outfit on, or Mandy Rose, and your answer was what?
I want the door that has Nia Jax. Give me the door that has Nia Jax. I'm sorry. It's just something about her that has this natural beauty, and she's comfortable in the skin that she's in. It's something about a woman who is just confident in the way that she carries herself, especially after her dealing with weight issues and being bullied. And you look back at the pictures that she used to have in the swimsuits. Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous body. Like, it was probably exactly what the WWE wanted. But now, her today is exactly what the WWE needs. It's strictly what the WWE needs. Simply because of somebody with the likes of Samoa Joe, Awesome Kong. These were two overweight people that WWE probably would not even looked at their time, and they got their names up outside of WWE. And then when it came to WWE, they're still big names. So Nia being a plus size woman, and she can still go, is the fact that sometimes in the ring you can see that, like, she doesn't want to hurt these girls because they are extremely smaller than her. But it's just something about her, the way that she carries herself. I love that personally. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for the Mandy Rose and the Bayley and Sasha. I'm all for that. But them, they're good. I think the only other person that has that much confidence in the way that she carries herself would be Carmella or Mandy. Those are the two, like, overconfident women in the WWE that I think carries themselves with as much confidence as Nia Jax.
Well, the one thing about Nia Jax, which is absolutely amazing, is her in-ring ability and her ability to not only, as you said, be good at it in the ring, but, you know, you took it to the Nia factor. But so now add into your component, Dice, of you hear Ronda Rousey has had one damn match. And I like Ronda Rousey. Remember, I my thoughts about her, I think she'd do good here. Now, talking storyline with this, I think they stole the headlines, and I believe that in my heart. WWE brought out Ronda Rousey getting a title shot to steal back the headlines from Cody Rhodes' All In. Did it work? Question mark. Please tweet that out as a question, okay? Or just put out a question like if you agree, retweet. Retweet if you agree, like if you disagree, that Ronda Rousey's announcement was there to steal the headlines back from Cody Rhodes. the Young Bucks and the All-In event. Please put that and make sure that all of them get that out there for me, please. King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Follow him. That boy got a hell of a shoe concept for some Avengers shoes. I'm going to buy them shits if they ever make them. But here go Ronda Rousey with this title shot. Okay? I don't think she wins it. First of all, it's at Money in the Bank, which I will say is a new top four of the big four. But you know that it's a top five if you want to take out whatever one you want to take out and put it in there. But now it's a top five pay-per-view. I put it in the top four. I think it's replaced Survivor Series in a sense, and that's sad to me. Okay? And I had a friend of mine, Jamal Lewis, on Twitter tweeted out saying that he thinks the Money in the Bank match is the most revolutionary thing the WWE has ever done. And I disagree with that. I think the Royal Rumble it was, for that matter, but you know, to each their own. So at this pay-per-view, still not the pay-per-view or the number two being SummerSlam, but Ronda Rousey gets his title shot. I don't think she wins this. I think Natty gets involved in this somehow. I know we're reclaiming that, but it's going to be here. I think next week is Money in the Bank. I don't think she wins this match. I think this helps her go along. I think it gets the eyes on the product, which they're going to watch now, Ronda Rousey, and she's going to get screwed. And that's what she needs to happen to her. She gets screwed, and that gives somebody nuclear heat. Or if it comes off right, can Natty pull it off? You know, some people say Natty and Charlotte didn't always match up well together in the ring. You look at it on paper, you go, that's wonderful. But if you look at some of the matches, they wasn't too great. Shout out to Epps for that one. Your thoughts on that, Dice? Do you think Ronda wins this title of the Money Bank over your girl that fast? And let's not say how pissed you would be if she does.
I'm not seeing that. Like, I don't see that Ronda has the following quite yet. And I think strapping her this early, it will do nothing but hurt. At this point in time, fans know when somebody's being brushed and quote unquote shoved down our throats. She hasn't really proven herself. And I just think that Nia, her run, needs to be very meaningful, because she's had this backing before she got injured or something.
Good point.
She,
this could put more eyes on her as well. So good point right
so
there.
She had that backing. She definitely had that backing before she was hurt. And you know, so now she deserves this time, sort of like a Naomi run. She deserves that time. And I think that putting Ronda in the ring with her, there's nothing bad that can come out of this if it's done right. Meaning, even if Nia loses, she will lose in a convincing fashion to who they're deeming as the baddest woman on the planet, the female version of Brock Lesnar, per se.
Okay.
So I don't.
I'm calling her the female Braun Strowman, though. I'm just waiting for her to go. I'm telling you, she should have in the back room leading up to WrestleMania when they found out about the tapes backstage. She should have ripped the mirrors off the wall. I'm sorry, I thought that was a missed opportunity by the WWE. And this is where you wrestling world people, because I got to build my story for later, have that one little point. They don't push the envelope anymore because of the PG-ness and whatnot.
Yeah, but it might have been one of those things where, like, it's like bad luck, you know, like she didn't want to rip the mirror because, you know, some people they might be superstitious about that. So it's one
she
of those
tore
things.
Up something. She could have tore up something.
Could've.
That's where you take the brass ring. You don't take the brass ring and beat up a little person or a midget. I'm not sure which one you put to call them. I don't, since when they got offended by the word midget, I think it's even more offensive to say little person. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's anything but person or it's guy who's small. I don't know what you say, but I think little person's funnier than midget. You know what I mean? But maybe midget is that N word or the F word for homosexuals. I don't know. I just think little person sounds
midget
worse.
Is definitely the N word for little people.
Okay.
That is. I don't think that you can't say that.
I
it's
can't
just
say
like,
what?
It's just like
know,
the
I'm
F word
asking.
For homosexuals. They get really offended by that now.
Oh, sorry. What? It's an all-in pay-per-view, Micah. I mean, King Von Jr. 720, it's not Ring of Honor pay-per-view. It's a all-in pay-per-view. I don't think Ring of Honor has something to do with this pay-per-view. And I actually like WWE stole that with Ronda Rousey. It's, you know, not Ronda Rousey. That makes it seem like I'm singling out Ronda herself. I think the W set her up for that. So just to rephrase the tweet, if you can, I believe the WWE had Ronda Rousey get her title shot to take back some of the headlines from the Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks All In event. Just to get that back out there. All right. 347-637-3859 if you're listening live and want to call in. But we know you never do. You just call in and listen, sit there and hold your phone like I'm holding it down. See, so many ways you can still hold it down, Dice. Okay. Just want to put that back out there into the air that I hold it. I holds it. Okay. Many, many ways. Okay. You know, speaking of, you know what's funny? I was talking about holding it and all of a sudden I clicked and guess what came on my screen? The new season of The Bellas. The Bellas.
Is that tonight?
9 o'clock. That's tonight. Guess who may not be watching the basketball game until the second half? Because I got to watch the total Bellas.
Oh, man. See, I don't know if I should catch it live or I should watch it tomorrow at my desk. So I need some desk material.
It is faster on Hulu Live. You need desk material. You're stupid, see? But you're still holding it down at work. Right? So that's all you need to know. Hugo said, I'll be there in 20 minutes. We've been on air for 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I said to him, and I quote, though, I did say this. I said, if you're not home, don't call in. I meant that. I have to start to change the culture around here, right? And then, you know, I'm calling you guys out right now, but as I hold it down with Total Bellas, because that comes on tonight. The storyline, though, Maddie and all that taking place. But let's go ahead. And today I heard that the WWE has given up on tag team wrestling because it doesn't make them money. True or untrue from a dirt sheet perspective to you? I say bullshit. They are not getting rid of the tag team division. And to say that it doesn't sell, to say that New Day doesn't sell. And New Day may not be as hot as New Day was, but New Day is still, I believe, in their top. Somewhere in their top. I'm not going to give a number out there, but I believe they're in their top seven, top eight for merchandise still, right? I think I don't think they fell below that, but I want to be, you know, for the marks out there to try to say, well, oh, they're top seven, you know? So I don't think they're 10 or 9, you know what I'm saying? Or if they fell to 8, I just think that there's still something amount of merch. And I think they can't give up on something that I don't think they even started. You still believe they're top five?
I still believe they're top five. I mean, like, so the thing is, where are these numbers actually coming from? Are these numbers coming from sales that are just at the shows? Are these merchandise sales from the shows that they do? Or you look at, if you go to the mall, you go to FYE, you know how much booty-o shit there is? And they are buying it off the shelf, man. Like, I literally, at GameStop yesterday, I'm working, three people came in with booty-o shirts on. I'm like, it was like the newest shirt they had. Like, they still sell this shit. They still sell this shit, man. So there's no way that I believe that New Day isn't still a hot merchandise seller for WWE. I mean, yeah, their shtick is a little, you know, it's getting a little played out. I'm not a fan of the pancake throwing shit.
Yeah,
whatever gets it over.
My son got off the New Day a long time ago, thank God, and take that away from your mind, right? But my daughter still, every time, still likes the New Day. She still does.
She still
my
wants
son got
more.
It. She does. My son's with not having it. He's like, you know, I think he's around me too much in how I speak off air. You know what I'm saying? Like, quiet as kept. You think your kids, right? Let me just say this, right? Because we homeschool. And so one of my biggest fears of being a homeschool father is that my kids can't relate with other kids outside sometimes, right? But it's the total fucking opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids are me. You know what I'm saying? And I watch them talk to people like that. It's absolutely amazing. Like, they're not pushovers as you think they are. And I just want to congratulate being a kid. My daughter in college. Like, things are good right now. But I look at, you know, that, and I say, tag team wrestling, is it really dying? Is the WWE giving up on tag team wrestling? That is the report. And that's not an option. That's not a storyline thing. That's a report that they are abandoning the tag team division. Do you believe that?
Ab- Absolutely not. Hell no. Is it like, okay, I think I've heard this before. Is it tag team wrestling like one of Triple H's favorite things in wrestling, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe that as well, yes.
I mean, like, in the report that I read, that he's there, they are very high on Drew McIntyre. So,
And they like him and Dolph Ziggler together.
Yes. So why would they, you know, introduce Drew, well, reintroduce Drew with someone like Dolph Ziggler if they were not high on tag team wrestling? Those two guys are going to get those belts. They are going to get those belts. Hands down, they're going to get those belts. I think that they may be a little sour on some of the tag teams not actually doing much and getting themselves over, which may be the reason why the Revival showed up at NXT again. But to say that tag team, they're going to give up on tag team wrestling, absolutely not. You, with the emergence of the Bludgeon Brothers on SmackDown Live and the hotness of the Usos, even without the belts, the Usos are still hot. They are still hot. But the Bludgeon Brothers, it's their time. It's their time. It's something new. It's fresh. It's exciting. It took them a little time to get over, but as soon as I saw them reemerge, I was instantly a fan. I was instantly a fan of their style. It's completely different from when they were the Wyatt family, and I love everything about that. It's just those tag teams have to find that thing that reinvents them. And the perfect example is the Usos. Usos was wearing face paint for, like, what, 6 years? Something like that.
We went from face paint to snapbacks. About,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
So pretty much from the fourth year, maybe, it kind of got stale. It got a little stale, and it came to the point where I used to love their chant. I used to love their entrance, and the
yeah.
fans used to. And then it came to the point where they weren't really getting that reaction that they used to get, and they knew that they needed to change, and that was the perfect change. The Bludgeon Brothers, I mean, the Wyatt family, they tried to break them up like twice before and have them do their own thing. Luke Harper got over. He's a great singles guy. It's Rowan, who's not a good singles guy, but you put those two together, and they're amazing. So it's just those teams, they have to find what works for them.
I think Authors of Pain should get spit up with Roman. So that's just me giving my annual, weekly, I'm supporting Roman idea that I will give out. Every week I want to have an idea how you can make Roman better. Put him with them, and he's a heel. Make something Samoan. He has to come out and say, I don't give a fuck about none of y'all. Like, let him get some beeping off in the stadium, right? Because fans, I've gathered the information and the data long enough now, and I realize y'all just hate how he acts. Y'all hate how he acts. It's not even that they're pushing him. It's like y'all tired of the it's cool act, and it doesn't bother him or affect them kind of act. Roman hasn't been affected.
That's
I
fair.
Get it now.
I mean,
it's, I get it, fans. I get it. 212 on the one and twos. Hugo! What's going on?
What's up, Mike? What's going on, man? Sorry about that. It's been raining like crazy here in Florida. You already know.
Yeah,
I couldn't call
in
without it rain.
I live in Florida. What are you talking about? I know how the weather's been. What are you talking about? I live in Florida. That's how the weather's been. Come on, who are you making an excuse
saying, no,
for here?
I said, I live in Florida. You understand is what I said.
No, you did not. You did not
I
say
swear
that.
That's what I said, Mike.
What's going on, man? You've been watching the royal wedding. That's what took you so long?
Man, you already know, bro. Even though she's fired, though, Megan's fired. That's all I got to say, man. She is fired.
I would agree with that. So right now we're discussing. We talked about All In, and we're talking about Ronda, you know, Ronda Rousey getting her title shot. Just to fill you up, and I don't know why I'm doing it, because I feel like it, and being nice today. You know, I mean, this rain and this weather got me all comfortable and whatnot. I just said the word comfortable. Like, I've been sleep like last night, right? Normally Saturday night is my game night or whatever, especially when wife's not home or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I said, all right, guys, I'm gonna watch this boxing match. I'm gonna lay here for a second. I went to bed at the second round of the fight and woke up at 2:30 in the morning. Okay, like, I was out. I
when
could
the TV's
not wake
still
up.
On.
with the TV still on, right? And my kids just look at the TV because I probably wake up like, who turned my TV off? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like the father, you know, when he off of the Goldbergs. Like, just stop it. That's just, like, I come in, I chop my pants in the door. Leave me alone, okay? But then tonight we're going to talk about this because all that is to build up this conversation of all you people. You are the wrestling world and where it's prospering. Is it prospering? Versus the WWE, starring me as the WWE in honor of T.I. versus Yeezy. If you haven't heard that song, go hear it. I think it gives you a different perspective of Kanye. I still think he's nuts as fuck. Okay, but it gives you a different perspective. TheChairShot.com, hashtag use your head. All right, go check him out for all kind of podcasts, 2MB podcast, two-man podcast. I mean, it's a lot of podcasts on that network. I'm a big fan of them. I think y'all will enjoy some of those shows over there. Guys, but and also, is wrestling better without the WWE? Is it better now in spite of the WWE? And is the WWE still needed to make wrestling still what we all want it to be? That's pretty much the lines have been drawn in the sand and what we're going to get to later on that segment. But go ahead, you know, not to dive into that too much.
I guess you could say there's a slight rhetorical question that we could ask before we talk about that later on, which is, what is it that we really do want for professional wrestling, though?
Because I think that comes in that segment. I think that goes in that segment. I think that could be broad.
We could think about that while putting our thoughts together, but that's a good question. What is it truly that we want for professional wrestling? Like, what is professional wrestling perfection for us? Because you might have a different idea than I would have a different idea.
And I always think that's a cause. I think that's good. I always think it's a cause. I think that's where, and what I was going to say when I was going to interrupt you, but I didn't blind tag you, so you had the floor. And, you know, how we have our, when we have our top fives or our Mount Rushmores, and when I say he go criteria, so we got to all say, like, we want good wrestling involved, right? We want we know at that point, for me, it's easy. I want good wrestling. I want good guys and bad guys and tweeners, okay? I want history, which means stop forgetting your past, okay? And then my last one, because all that, if you have storyline with it, goes together perfectly. I will never stop wrestling these storyline. And I'm a fan of wrestling. I'm saying that there's nothing that hasn't been done in wrestling. So eventually, that's what always leaves me on my perspective saying fans have to draw back some because you want what you want. And from what I wanted, I guarantee you're probably only two of mine would be of yours, of your five. You would have a different perspective.
Makes sense. Okay. But I mean, see, the thing is that when you talk about wrestling, I mean, about history, though, Mike. But what kind of history? I know you're a huge wrestling historian and you like the old school. But
I can answer that real fast if I didn't make it clear. When I say history, that means you don't forget what got you to the dance. You build everything. Everything's a build. The Intercontinental title didn't have to be doing matches. Or, you know, intercontinentally, if that's not a word. You know what I mean? I know that's not a word, you know, but going to different continents and defending the title. You know what I mean? Because we knew that was the stepping stone belt. You know what I mean? You knew that you came up through tag team division and you worked your way from there and then you broke or you stayed together or just happened organically. To me, it's very simplistic what it is. You use the system. What got you? That's what everybody fell in love with, okay? But they don't do that anymore. Yeah, I mean, they just put title on people and things like that. So again, stop trying to go into my war zone and what I had in mind. Okay.
No, that's fine. We could do that for later on.
All right. Dice Man.
What's up?
Making sure you're live.
I'm here. I'm here, man. I'm letting y'all have the floor. I've been talking for 40 minutes.
Are you still at GameStop?
I am.
Are you still there? Okay. Who's at work today?
Huh?
Who's at work today?
Monday. my boy Hernandez, he's closing the store up.
Okay.
But, you know, this is what we do. We hang out in the store. I've been thinking about buying a Switch, so I decided to go in the store, open up a Switch, play 2K for about an hour on the Switch. Really good. I'm sold. I'm getting a Switch. So.
Well, WrestleCon has been confirmed for next year. 2019 festival will be held in New York City at the Hampton Middletown on Friday, April 5th, 2019. Saturday, April 26th, 2019. For more details on WrestleCon 2019 during WrestleMania weekend next year, you can be found at WrestleCon.com. All right, got that out the way. 240, who's this?
Who else would it be? Come on. Who else
would it be? Listen, who else would it be? Like, you know what? Like, when you walk into a barbershop, right, it's like Cheers. Remember the TV show? I went from barbershop to Cheers, right, because it has the same kind of when you're walking in something. Norm, right?
Everybody knows who you are.
Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows your name. So what's going on, Thriller? Thrower?
It's Corey, of course. Who else would it be but me?
I knew how to draw you out. I knew what drew you out this time. A retweet came from the Wrestling Summit, and it got your attention. What's going on, man?
What's going on? How are you?
Life. I'm excited. Wrestling's here. You see the conversation for the day? Because,
yes,
you know, I felt the need, right, to defend this. So now that the combatants are here and the of people who I respect and their opinions and their thoughts, and I don't always agree with the minds, let's get this on the road, okay? So everybody around the world, right, has begun to say that wrestling is in the best place it's been ever, with New Japan being so good, with Ring of Honor, with the things with the Bullet Club and what Cody Rosen is doing, even WWE for what it's worth and the talent roster that is there. Just around the world, you got Lucha Underground's coming back again. Even Impact Wrestling has got some steam, okay? Mm-hmm. I still don't watch Impact Wrestling, but that's just me, okay? I've had enough of the yo-yo of them. And they're saying wrestling's in a better place. And so everybody hates the WWE so much. There was on Busted Open Radio, which I listened to, okay? I've seen it before on Around the Box with Mike Knox. They were saying that the wrestling fans should go into the All-In event screaming, we're not going to take it, because that All-In event that Cody Rhodes then put together, and I said my disclaimer earlier about how much I love and admire Cody Rhodes, so I'm not going to do it again right here. I'm going into the storyline of this segment, Wrestling World versus WWE, me starring WWE, okay? And Cody Rhodes and them getting their stuff together, and this is the best wrestling is built, and they did it for the fans. They did it for the fans. Mm-hmm. And I say, nothing is for the fans 100%. It's business. Cody got
absolutely
paid. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made me a little what I am when I get to being the known WWE apologist, okay, that I think that what they were trying to proclaim wasn't the truth. And I think the best way to get WWE is to have something like this happen, but it has to be really exceptionally good. And I think they're on the right stage of doing that. But can it really be done? Will it really be done the way that it should be done? And because of that, because of New Japan, because of everything going around the world, the WWE is just gone. They're not there. They've just been snapped away like Thanos. And the wrestling world has now taken over wrestling. That is the cry of the wrestling fans around the world. Corey.
Interesting. Yes, sir.
Your thoughts. The wrestling world or the WWE?
Okay. Let me put it this way. Let me go ahead and tap into my thought process here. This pay-per-view entirely is going to be something very special that may not ever be duplicated. But the simple fact is that all of this, whether it's in spite, in, you know, in hopes or whatever, it's still because of WWE in one way or another. I'm sorry to say that, and if that upsets anybody, fight me. I don't care. WWE is still the driving force to the casual person, whether it's somebody that's going to watch this because they knew of somebody in WWE or they are going to watch it in spite of WWE to stick it to them. If WWE wasn't what they were, there wouldn't be anybody to, you know, go against or rise up against. And for this to be as successful as it is, there's still a small part that lends to the fact that WWE is still the big game in town. It's always going to be. It's always going to be.
Well,
I love that this is happening because it's going to show people that there is other mediums of wrestling, but when you think of wrestling, you're still going to think WWE. That's just the way it is. It's the way it's always going to be until they're out of business, if they ever go out of business. And even then, people are still going to say, wow, remember the WWF, WWE, whatever. It's always going to be that way. They are the standard, no matter how good or bad they're doing, they're always going to be the standard. They're the longevity that outlasted everybody.
Let me blind tag you, Corey. This fan base that we have been around the last, let's just say, put it in fairness, how strong they've been voicing their opinion, 5 years, right?
Yeah, kind I was going to say 5 years.
On this downward spiral towards where we are now, in my opinion, as fans of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I think the hatred of the WWE so much at this point that people pay their money still to go to just show their displeasure, okay, go to these other events. And I think something should be said about this, as I say, the world of professional wrestling versus WWE, that the world doesn't really know too much because it wasn't talked about. I was at the Ring of Honor WrestleMania at WrestleMania weekend, and people walked out of there too as soon as Cody and Omega were finished. But that wasn't made fun of the way the WWE is made fun of. I think the WWE stopped taking stabs at companies once they realized they bought them all out, where every company still has to take a stab or, as you said, use some kind of a stepping stone, a platform, a Plymouth Rock because it didn't land on us. We were here kind of scenario of wrestling that they still need the WWE in some form or fashion, even if it's from different namesake recognition and everything. And this, again, people, this conversation, this storyline show right now is not about the disrespect of the talent. This is about reality.
Mike, here's the thing.
Yeah.
These are the people that still go to NXT and still watch it. I don't understand why they act like they're trying to be on such. And it's not everybody, but there are some really hardcore indie fans that really feel like they're so above the fan that only watches WWE or watches WWE that it's like, bruh, you're still at NXT, you're still chanting Adam Cole, baby. Don't act like you're not in this. You're still watching some form of WWE one way or the other. So for you to try to get on your high horse, it's one thing, like I said, it's one thing to get on your high horse and be like, oh, everything is better than WWE. Because some of them are like that. Everything's better than WWE.
Yeah, they are. To me, they're kind of really bad with it.
Yeah.
Like soccer
fans. Just accept the fact that you watch all of it. Just watch wrestling. Okay? You don't have to differentiate. Yeah, you may not like some of the – I don't even like some of the stuff that's going on in WWE right now. But the fact of the matter is I'm not going to decommit myself from the fact that I like wrestling as a whole. So, no, I'm not going to still sit here and say, yeah, I watch Raw every week. I watch SmackDown every week. I watch NXT
Let me get in there to answer Michael's question. Michael's listening online. He says, so does that mean WWE should not have to get better at making their product? And I say, no, they have to get better. I don't think that they shouldn't have to get better on their main roster. And this is where I'm taking from what you said, Corey, because you said in some form or fashion watching WWE. I've said on my show plenty of times, and I know that you said it on Wrestling Marks of Excellence as well with you and Glenn talking about, you know, G-Lo saying NXT, WWE's left us. There's a certain style of WWE that fans want that they're not going to be, and I think, to me, you have to let that go. It's like, you know, when it was the Divas matches that came on back in the day that you may say, you know, you didn't watch, or it was a bathroom match or whatever like that. You know what I mean? Just wasn't interesting. Mm-hmm. You didn't totally disrespect it. Just let it be. And I don't think they let things be. And I think by the the lukewarmness, or a better word, what do they call those people? Bipolar wrestling fans. That's the word I'm looking for, because I think wrestling fans, I think they're bipolar and what they like. I will never take the blame off of the WWE for what they produce. Okay, let that be known right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just think the way that you're going about it doesn't change the product, because they doesn't change the product. And I think there's a demographic of us who are listening to podcasts or listening to radio shows who follow wrestling the way that we do. That's the noise we hear, but that noise is foreign and more than their bigger bottom line. So until their bottom line is truly affected, they're still making money. And the days of the you know, the 12s and the 8 ratings, that's gone. I think if you're still getting a 2.5, Micah, and I'm talking to you, that's Emmy Richmond on the Twitter, that's still a lot better than a lot of TV shows on television.
We're in an age of DVR and subscription TV, that for you to catch something on live, that need is
it's not the
gone.
NFL or LeBron James, it's really hard. The Dallas Cowboys, for what it's worth, they draw ratings. Still blows my damn mind about that. Ain't won nothing since these guys have been born. Remember that, okay? That's the last time you won a championship. These draft picks weren't even born yet.
You're right.
I mean, they ratings are sky roof to the roof. I still got you on that, but I was like, wow, the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
But for America's team? But Hugo, I mean, All In is great. It's a lot of names on the card. This doesn't – as soon as they said Ronda Rousey's having a title match, like Thanos snapping his fingers, they took the headlines back from everybody than the true pure wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, listen, at the end of the day –
Well, the true pure wrestling fan, does that mean I'm not a true pure wrestling fan? Does that mean Corey's not a true blue wrestling fan? Because – we refuse to say the product is bad as it is. I've still seen worse.
Oh, yeah. No, we've seen worse. And if we want to look at worse, we can go back to 2000 when WCW was around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that I think that was a low point in wrestling history. I mean, yeah, we've seen worse, obviously. It's just that, see, the thing is that what made WWE or WWF at the time, and again, not to go back and rejoice on the Attitude Era, because I know it cringes some ears, right? But at the end of the day, the WWE, what they actually do need, they need real competition. And unfortunately, once the Monday Night Wars were done and dusted, Mike, everyone knows that they cannot bring down the giant. The WWE is the giant. The WWE still produces good television.
No, say it right. From now on, we talk about Lars. They must be referred to as Andre the Giant. That's how they have to be referred to, as Andre the Giant.
Basically,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Because then at the end of the day, how many of those all-in guys, for the exception of a few who boycott the WWE, doesn't want to end up in the WWE? You want to say a lot of the indie wrestlers.
I guarantee you Cody Rhodes will have another run inside the WWE. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, same thing, and eventually it'll blow
over.
I was going to tell you, Mike, eventually CM Punk's going to end up back there again.
For the Young Bucks and Cody.
Somehow.
The Young Bucks and Cody are having a super kick party. Too sweet, whoop, whoop, too sweet, whoop, whoop. And when they're done, they're going to walk out the building. So they better be last. Cody winning that NWA title to like his father did. That's what must happen for All In. And I like what you're saying. You have to get them back involved with some competition. But I asked this question to you, Dice.
That's the WWE lack. See, that's the thing, though.
It is.
The WWE is too good for themselves. And they definitely do need the competition. But there is no other wrestling promotion out there. They don't have the pocketbooks like Vince McMahon does.
Right,
Vince
there.
McMahon could
they
do whatever the hell he wants to do. He could do whatever the hell he wants to do. If he wants to go ahead and create Alpha Entertainment to bring back the XFL, it's because he had the funds to do it. And if it flops, guess what? Something on the side, which is called the World Wrestling Entertainment, that would still produce the millions or even billions of dollars. So, like, that's why, like, for example, like, I know that we have a lot of mutual friends, Mike, that love to bury the WWE. Yes, there are a lot of things that the WWE does that I don't like. But at the end of the day, the WWE is the premier brand in wrestling. Whether you like it or not, you're still going to tune in. You could honestly say, I'm never going to watch again, and we're going to be talking about it 2 or 3 months from now, even if you boycott it for a short amount of time. And it really grinds my ears. And, like, there are times where, like, these people that we know, that we have mutual friends like that, want to bury it. They're still watching at the end of the day, continue to bury it, which means more money to the WWE's pocket. So,
yep.
I don't know,
there's
man.
No way for you to get material to bury unless you watch.
So WWE has such a double WWE fans or wrestling fans have such a double standard that it's sickening. It really
mm-hmm.
is. It really is sickening.
Mm-hmm. He's exactly right. They don't have material to bury the show unless you watch it. So if you really don't watch it, you won't know what's going on. You're going to run out of material. So you're going to tune in. So
exactly.
They're always going to watch.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, I want you to go there and you sort of flip-flopped on me and the fact there of Hugo. And it makes sense. And so you just spoke your mind and you spoke honest. And where the power still lies. So I want to flip the conversation a little bit from the WWE versus the world, because I think even without Diceman chiming in on the world, I think he kind of feels the same way we do as far as them having that Andre the Giant grip on professional wrestling. So what do wrestling – you saying that, you know, competition. We know no one has Vince McMahon's pocket.
Right.
If you put all these guys come together, you put Ring of Honor with New Japan, with Lucha Underground, with that program with the Owl, Impact Wrestling. God, I hate saying that. It's like, I feel like I just chewed on glass.
That's not even a name.
When I have to say
it
their
sounds,
name,
it's
just how many times they folded, and nothing against the town, just the company. I feel like
right.
I'm throwing up, like I'm a heroin addict when I say their name, Impact Wrestling. Seriously, it's just disgusting. But if you put all these guys together, I still don't think – I think you need CM Punk. I think you need the rumors of Daniel Bryan not signing right now or not having his contract signed. Not
you
a rumor that
game.
He hasn't signed his new contract. You need Daniel Bryan. I think – so if you get CM Punk back, you get Daniel Bryan, you get Rey Mysterio, you get Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. Could that together with a conglomerate like them be what the WWE needs? And like,
yeah.
So what has to affect
yep.
the bottom line? Does the 2.5 have to go to a 1?
Mike, let me say
yep.
something about ratings. I think ratings are moot now, especially in the day and age. Like, and I think Dice said it, or
yeah.
Okay.
How can they be muted? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you on that because you're talking to someone who's a Nielsen reading watcher. Like,
no.
That's something.
So
I, that's, you know,
so maybe you could educate
watching
me.
TV
so maybe you could educate
or,
me.
Yeah. Ratings
because
are not.
Because I was going to say.
No.
To me,
matter.
Ratings are right. They don't matter.
Right.
At least in my opinion. And again, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well,
I don't think they matter. I don't think they matter. Is because a lot of people, kind of like you cut the cord on cable. A lot of people cut the cord on cable. So like, how do you measure this? You know what I mean? There are so many ways nowadays that we're going to be able to watch television. There are so many ways now with technology evolving that people don't need cable anymore. So how do you measure ratings? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's moot. You know what I mean? Like, a 6.0 probably back in 1997 or 98 could be.
Well, let me answer that question.
2.5 now.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, no, not the same. It's the same as how with album sales went from CD sales to uploads. You know what I mean?
Right.
The cost of things. So.
Right.
To flip that into this conversation in TV, well, ads still count live TV. That's why the NFL still strives. That's why the NBA finals still thrive and certain teams still thrive, as I said before.
When they have
certain shows, right? So
mm-hmm.
to have live ratings still matter. You still get, you know, your general shows that still pull threes and fours. Roseanne, look what great Roseanne's doing with her comeback show. So ratings still matter in the prime time. So they move to Fox, then it's really going to be no holds barred. The Andre the Giant grip they have now would become a Herculean Andre the Giant. If you could, like, Andre the Giant with the gauntlet stone, if they get Fox Sports. Hence why I think Ronda Rousey, again, is very important. And I don't know if she is still beating Nia Jax or losing Nia Jax. I still think she doesn't. I still think it's a, you know, it can put her over better by making her the girl who gets, you know, beat up and turned on by Natty somehow, whatever the case may be. But they give that title to Ronda.
Or she wins by DQ.
The Fox deal is done. If Ronda Rousey gets the title from off of Nia Jax, the Fox deal is done. Okay? So when it comes to ratings, that completely still matters. And then they still count. Look at their YouTube numbers. Why do you think they tell you what the Facebook live show numbers brought you? Oh, they had a million views in one show. Like that, so that million, and then that other million. If Chavez Gambino's America can get, was it 1.something million in like 3-4 days? What do you think they do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ratings and everything they do with social media and streaming all still matters. Cutting the cord don't really hurt their bottom line because all the advertisement that they did. When they're promoting their own pay-per-views, that's money. So, Dice. Can they, will All In, can these companies come together, form a conglomerate, and put a dent in the ratings or take, you know, make the WWE change their ways? I don't think the WWE is far away from their ways. I think if the fans shift, I think the fans don't give the WWE an opportunity to do what they could do. So that's I'm not going to stop that.
Absolutely not. There's no way that you can take down a juggernaut. Point blank period. It's just too much money. The money's too long. Like, that's like somebody trying to take down Donald Trump's finances. You can't do it. It's too much money. I hate to use that reference, but it's the truth. The only way that WWE is going to go down is if they destroy themselves. I mean, they're too big at this point in time. They're way too big.
You're playing the Switch. How fun is it? Listen, people, he is at GameStop right now just playing video games while doing a wrestling show. Up, up, down, down, left, right, that. Micah yesterday be having his Catch These Thumbs tournament. Boy, I wish I was still in Virginia. I would go down there and show them both how to do some things on some sport games. They would beat me and everything else. I couldn't play nothing else down there. You'll beat me in fighting games and, you know, all that stuff and shooting games. But you put some sports games on, I'm a hose my own. All right? That's for anybody who wants to come get these thumbs. How about that one, Mike? It's pop, but it's not because it's paid for it. All right. So, it's just nothing else I can think of that, you know, I'm happy for the All In event. I'm happy for what it can represent. I like Jericho being able to do what he's doing and give them notoriety. And I want it not in the sense of taking them down. See, here's my thing. I can have what All In can give me and completely enjoy it and not have to say, well, why can't they do this? And know that there are two different companies giving me two different kind of products. And I think that's a good way to attack this as wrestling fans. You know what I mean? I'm going to stop putting things down and stop. I'm going to start thinking of solutions. Let's enjoy them for them and enjoy them for them. And if you enjoy WWE, then let it be what it is, right? Still voice your opinions. I mean, but just some things you got to let go. You're not letting go of Roman, so same way I don't let go of myself. You know, why? Who wants to, you know, you don't like something, you don't like something. I give you that. They should change Roman, okay? But, you know, other things. Roman's not the vocal point of what you guys don't like in the WWE, I don't think. So, but let's enjoy All In. Let's enjoy Cody, the Young Bucks, New Japan Pro Wrestling, if that's your stick, if they give you what you want. Let it be its own company. Enjoy them for them. And you don't have to worry about enjoying the WWE all the time so much. And I think that would make you a better wrestling fan. I think that would give you a better opportunity to enjoy pro wrestling. Corey goes to multiple events, indie events, you know, WWE. He goes to everything that's wrestling. And I think, Corey, and I'm speaking for you, of course, I think you enjoy just wrestling. So you watch it all, and you enjoy it. You know, your uncle, the firm himself, you know, Dr. D, that just goes to wrestling. It doesn't matter what it is, because it's wrestling. And you don't get angry or, you know, that's so much better than it. It's just wrestling at different levels and different, you know, things of what they are.
Yep. And Mike, also, to piggyback on Dice Man, what he was saying is that pretty much until there's a Mark Zuckerberg, a Bill Gates, somebody like that, that bankrolls a combination of these, you know, promotions together, WWE's not ever going to go down. They're not. It's just that simple. Just to piggyback off of that, it's money. It's money. Until you have somebody that can bankroll to pay this talent, it's always going to be spread around to where everybody's in different places and not all together at once.
It has to be that way. And like you said, if they're spread out, like the Infinity Stones, guess what? You can't, you know, you got to come together. You got to come together. And that's not going to happen because what we've been saying all along, it's business and it's money. And no one has companies to merge them with four other companies.
Yep.
You know, you still want to see your company get on top. So just enjoy wrestling, people, for real. I can't enjoy it on WWE 2K19 no more because my sync data just to my gamer tag is gone. The kids' gamer tags work fine, but mine is gone. You know how disappointing it is that when you put in work on a video game, especially a wrestling video game, and your whole profile won't load? Everything that's on the game is on my profile. My kids just have what they have because, you know, they have the free wrestlers that I have. But everything in the game, you know, is under my profile. Gone. I have a better chance of resyncing to the cloud than all these wrestling companies have together to come to take down Thanos, which is the WWE. So that's where I'm going to end it at tonight, right there. I just want to say that, wrestling fans, I love you. Sit back and enjoy wrestling. Stop being so mad. Have a llama read it. I had one for the first time since they first came out. And I said, hey, that's not so bad.
Great, right? It was great. Llama read was great.
It's not so bad. I drunk it. You know, you drink something, you go, that was better than I thought it was. Shit, I mean, you got a fucking sip of that. It's like, wow, I wish I had a six-pack now. You know, I don't even drink beer. It was pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's how you got to enjoy wrestling. Have a llama-rita. You know? Have a shot if you need one, whatever it is you're into. Just enjoy the product, people. Come on. We got a lot to discuss. We can enjoy all. And it's going to be great the week leading up to that. Let's just think about how great All In's going to be. Okay? Young Bucks, Cody Okada. You know Jericho's going to be in the card. Okay? Rey Mysterio. Is CM Punk going to show up? Look at us. Look at All In. Let's be happy for that. Then you go talk about what the hell they going to do with Ronda Rousey. Is she really going to win this title? What can be? Is this good? Is this bad? Is what Mike Knox just said, if she wins, is the deal done with Fox? A lot of the things we can enjoy. Leave dirt sheets alone. They tell you that the WWE gave up on tag team wrestling. There's no money in tag team wrestling. But there's the New Day. They just can't do it right. Look at how great tag team wrestling is in NXT. So they can do what they want when they want to do it. All right, so with that being said, y'all, we out of here. We'll see you next week. And because I want to see what happens at All In. Okay? I want to know. I need to know. Because he comes back, I'm going to give him both fiddle fingers. Because you son of a bitch, you left. I am. I'm going to cut all 15 shirts off. I'm not going to burn them. I'm not like that. Okay? I'm happy he's back, but it's a big F-U-2 because you left. Is he back, y'all? Come on, man. Enjoy wrestling. WrestleMania season's gone. You still can enjoy wrestling. Thanks to Cody Rhodes and the WWE together. Pulling you apart to watch wrestling all over the world. New Japan. Check it out next week, y'all. We out of here. Peace.